I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Okay, hang on, folks. I'm having an issue. My phone, my next caller has to call using a blocked line, and my phone is not allowing him to come through. So hang on while I try to figure out how to fix this. Oh, man, where do I go? I don't even remember how to do this. I don't remember how to do this or how to fix this. Announce incoming calls. Let's see. Let's try to announce the call. Incoming calls. Incoming calls. No. Incoming calls. That's not there. Let's see. Let's turn those off for a minute. He just tried again. Okay. Try one more, more time. Let's see if this works now. I've turned everything off that I can think to turn off. Still not letting him in. It's still not letting him in. And I don't know how to fix this now. Let's see. Boy, oh boy. All right. So Al Rasuli is trying to call me. And let's go here. And let's turn that off. And there we go. Hey, look at that. Hey, man.
All right. We got through now.
We got through. Praise God. Listen, my issue is that during my show, I've been getting all kinds of texts and calls and what have you that were interfering with the program. And so I had to block calls so that stuff didn't get through. And you're, and I know you have to protect yourself, and I get that. So your call comes through as unknown, and my phone is like, nah, we don't accept those. Not going to allow that.
I got you.
Yeah. So that was the issue.
No problem. We are on the same way
back
now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, so we're good. Welcome, man. Hey, I hope you had a good vacation.
I had a good vacation. I was in America.
Well, man, I wish you'd stopped into Texas and seen me. That would have been a fun deal.
I was in New York. Too far away, unfortunately.
Yes, you were. Yeah. That's a whole nother world over there. I don't know. In New York and Texas, you don't really get a sense of America, I don't think. I don't know. I don't want to say.
No, you get a sense of America in Texas, but not definitely not in New York. No, I mean it honestly. Yeah. New York and the West Coast, where California is, this is not America. This is Democrat brain dead people, literally.
Looking at what's taking place, and by the way, I'm behind in posts because our website.
I know. I read your email.
Yeah, we had a website issue as a result of that, but you know there's a lot of disinformation relative to Ukraine and Russia and that situation, and
it's complete disinformation. By the way, complete.
Yeah.
Biden and the European Union forced Putin to start the war. They literally forced him to start the war.
I wouldn't go that.
My articles cannot be. No human being can go against me in my article. No human being can do that.
Well, I would, to some degree. Sorry. Only from this, with all due respect, only from this perspective.
Of course. Listen, we have to agree to disagree.
We can. Well, we should. That really is what America is about. Exactly. That is the whole point.
I agree with you.
That is the whole point. Well, here's the thing, though. 21 years ago, Vladimir Putin told the people when he came into power, I am going to restore the Soviet Union's luster. And let's not forget that he invaded Georgia. Okay? Let's not forget the other places that he has already invaded.
I'll tell you why he invaded Georgia. I have the answer to all of them. He invaded Georgia because Georgia wanted to join NATO. Did you know that or no?
Okay, so let me ask you. No, that's fine. But let me ask you a question. You put an alarm in at your house. Your next door neighbor comes over and pounds on your door and says, I demand that you have that alarm uninstalled. Do you not understand that you're forcing me to have to buy an alarm I don't want to buy? So you better take yours off.
I would take my gun and put it to his head and tell him, if you don't leave my house now, I'll blow you up.
Well, and so he says to you, well, then that's fine. So what I'm going to do is don't go to sleep. Because the minute that you do, I'm going to cut your throat.
Well, I'm going to kill him then. That's it. I'm not going to wait for him to kill me.
I understand. Okay, so here's Ukraine, and Ukraine is saying we need to put an alarm on because Putin
had to do, with all due respect, Zelensky had to do, say, I am not going to join NATO.
No.
Remember, please.
I don't agree.
JFK was going to go nuclear war with Gorbachev. Because he was putting missiles 90 miles away from Miami.
Okay.
Not on the borders of America.
Not the same. I'll tell you why it's not the same. Because Ukraine is a sovereign nation, and in 2014, Putin had already invaded it. Putin invaded Crimea. Okay?
Crimea never belonged to Ukraine.
That's not true.
The Crimea was always part of Russia and the Soviet Union.
Not true.
The Crimea belonged to Ukraine only because Gorbachev, who was Ukrainian, gave it to Ukraine. It was part of Russia. It was always historically, listen, look at the wars between England and Russia. Sevastopol and the island belonged to Russia. It never belonged to Ukraine, ever. I don't mess about. I study history from the beginning till the end.
And so, but the Crimean, there are many, many Crimean people.
Yes, but 56% of the Crimean people are Russian.
56%, you're right.
In the eastern part of Ukraine, 55 to 56% are Russian. Not Ukrainian, Russian. The majority are Russian. And we speak about democracy. By the way, democracy is the rule of the mob.
Let me ask you a question now.
Yes,
What's happening to the people in Russia that were out in the streets at the very beginning of this protesting Putin?
Look, Putin should not have invaded.
Let me ask you a question.
What happened to him? Invading. He should have declared 7 days before the invasion. He could have told Zelensky, within 7 days, if you don't say that I'm not joining NATO, I will invade you. He didn't do that. That was the biggest mistake of his life.
Well, there's a reason why he didn't do that. There's a reason why he didn't do that.
There is no reason, none.
Look,
he had 190,000 soldiers on the border. All he had to do is press the button. They would have gone.
I'm not saying he never should have invaded. But let's understand the history of what happened with regards to his invasion of Crimea. And he had been threatening Ukraine, and they actually had been. They had been using media. They had been using disinformation campaigns. Have you ever read any of Pacheco's writings on disinformation? Are you familiar with the Russian disinformation?
Yes, of course I've read.
Okay.
Listen, but I've read about the disinformation from the American people. Did you know that the Ukrainian government, before Zelensky, was overthrown originally? Poroshenko was overthrown by Obama? the American government overthrew a legitimately elected president of Ukraine. This is fact, not fiction.
No, it's not.
I don't work with
It's not an accurate fact. That's Russian disinformation. It's not an accurate. Listen, I'm not getting this from Pastor Greg. I'm getting this from multiple people
I'm getting this from
Ukrainians.
That is available.
I'm getting it from Ukrainians on the ground.
Ukrainians talking about it. The Ukrainians have been lying about it for a long, long time anyway.
You're accusing my pastor of lying to me?
No.
You just did.
I'm not accusing anybody of lying to you.
You just did. You said the Ukrainians have been lying. No. Pastor Vitaly was in the middle of the 2014 fight that went on. He was also in the middle of what went on to bring Poroshenko out of power because Poroshenko was corrupted. Poroshenko was part of the corruption.
Because everybody in the government of Ukraine is corrupt.
Okay.
Didn't Biden go there and say, unless you get rid of this investigator, I will not give you $1 billion. It's on television. It's on YouTube.
And it's not
a hidden agenda.
And that's, I understand, but that's why the Ukrainian people voted Poroshenko out. Not because Poroshenko was removed by Obama. The Ukrainian people voted him out. I'm on four or five different WhatsApp gatherings right now and other places where I'm gathering direct on the ground intel and getting the history of what went on over there and what's gone on over there from the perspective of the people, and not people even that are listening to Ukrainian news sources, but Ukrainian other, their friends that are, I mean, this is not, it's a big country, but it's just like in America, right? I can call around. We have alternative news and we have alternative sources just like anywhere else. And that's where we get our information from these days. If we're going to get truth, it's not even going to come from Fox. Some of it's going to end up on maybe a Real America's Voice or an OANN, but not all of it. There's a lot of information that doesn't end up there. And so we need alternative sources. I'm talking to the alternative sources in Ukraine on the ground and getting the history from them. We'll be back. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life,
spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, so here's the story. First of all, I just want to let y'all know, the reason that, for those watching, that IQ Al-Rasuli is not on the screen is to protect his identity, because he speaks out the honest to goodness truth about Islam. He has absolutely studied the Quran and the Hadith and the Islamic writings for 30 years. He's issued a challenge to any imam who wants to argue anything that he says, because he uses their own writings to discredit who they are and what they say, and to make and to help educate, quite frankly, the average Muslim who has absolutely no idea what the book really says. And our ultimate goal is that in coming to that revelation, they will also come to the revelation that the only true path to heaven is through Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And so it's not hurtful, it's not hateful, but it is education. But he has to protect his identity, because the powers that be, the Islamic republics and so on, and the Sharia compliant nations and the terrorists, and all Islamists are terrorists. They have to be. It's in their book. I'll let Mr. Al-Rasuli share that in just a second. But so because of that, they hate him, and he has to protect his identity. He has to protect his life. And so that's why there's not a picture. It's not because he and I are having a passionate conversation about what's taking place between Russia and Ukraine and Putin. And we both agree, we said this in the break, we both agree, Putin never should have invaded. Putin is the bad guy in this, and we both agree that Putin needs to be removed from office. Everyone's trying to figure out what is Putin's exit strategy actually going to look like. I'll throw this out to you, Al-Rasuli. I think that Biden wants this war. Biden wants Zelensky removed. Biden and his son Hunter lost control of Ukraine because Zelensky is a problem for them. And they would love nothing more than for another Putin puppet to take control of the Ukraine and get rid of Zelensky and his corruption hunting people, the people over there that are actually hunting corruption, that was interrupted, by the way, by this invasion.
It's true what you said, but most important of all, what Biden wants to do is to distract the American people completely from the total failure he has caused and blame it on Putin. Americans, please wake up to the fact that your petrol prices or gas prices, you call it, heating, your living conditions, your living costs were going up and had gone up at least 40% before Putin invaded Ukraine.
Yep.
So it's a colossal lie. A typically democratic colossal lie, gaslighting the American people. And they will continue to gaslight you guys until the last day of the election in November 22.
Well, and the shortages and the empty shelves and all of that, that was all happening well before any of this took place. I want to shift gears for just a second and talk for a second about the left's religion and their assault on Christianity and how they use, entities like Islam, who has the same goal, by the way, to wipe out Christianity so that they can put their own belief systems in place, because they want to destroy our foundation, Al. I mean, that's their ultimate goal, is to destroy the foundation of America, which I believe is Christianity.
As far as they're concerned, they are the globalist leftists, and they have absolutely every intention of destroying the Republic, no question about that. When and if America goes down, the whole of the Western world will go down. So nobody will be able to stand against them, nobody. And, you know, the Americans, the new generation of Americans are brain dead practically. Their education, the education in America the last 60 years, created generation after generation of Americans who are not proud to be Americans, who think that America is systemically racist. Yet I asked 14 years ago, how is it possible that America is racist when the American people, mostly white people, elected a Muslim black guy called Barack Hussein Obama to the president of the United States twice? Nobody has answered me this question. Nobody. Why? Because it's not convenient to us. How is it possible that the American people are racist when millions upon millions of people are gate crashing the southern border to come to America? And almost the entirety of them are colored people, black people. Anybody can answer this question? Anybody? I'm waiting. Back to you, sir.
Absolutely. And of course, they can't answer the question. They can't answer the question. The bottom line here is,
like the Muslims, they can't answer the question exactly, because the same thing, when I ask the Muslims about their own book, they're flabbergasted. When they say that Islam means peace, and I show them the one of the most important verses in the Quran, that nothing to do with peace, that it is all about peace.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-656-1943. 800-656-1943. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And very pleased to have... I've got a lot of background noise going on in the background, guys, and I'm not sure where that's coming from. I've got Brian Weinstein. He is the CEO of Synergy Health, DPC.com. Synergy Health, DPC.com. And Dr. Richard Bartlett. And you can go to Budesonide.
Budesonideworks.com.
Budesonideworks.com. Okay, excellent. Well, gentlemen, welcome aboard. Good to have both of you with
Thank
me. Thanks
you.
For being here.
Thank you.
So let's begin. They're saying to us, we've got, I think, what are we on? The fifth injection now? I think it's the fifth round of.
Well, just hang on and it'll be the 15th eventually if they get their way.
Well, and Dr. Hart, let me start with you with regards to that. You've had great success with regards to helping people from the early days of all of this, and I call it the CCP virus or the China flu virus. You've had great success with regards to this. Your thoughts with regards to the information that's now coming out from the FDA and the release of the FOIA on what's being discovered about the dangers of these injections.
You know, there's several things going on. One is COVID, which we've seen the numbers have just plummeted of cases and hospitalizations. And at the same time, we have an open border where we're importing COVID methodically, and we're opening the door for all kinds of infectious problems. But early treatment saves lives. That's not a new idea. If we were talking about cancer, we'd say early treatment is a no-brainer. Everybody would say that's common sense. But boy, it sure didn't. It sure was not the message of Anthony Fauci or the FDA or the CDC or the World Health Organization at the beginning of this. Just to go ahead and call them out. I'm calling them out, saying they were saying if you got mild to moderate symptoms, stay home. Don't get treated in the beginning of this. They were saying late care only, if everybody remembers. And so but we do have great success with early treatment. And one of the tools that came out early, since this is filtered through biblical lenses, in the beginning of the pandemic, 3 months in, I was working a 48-hour shift. I work in the emergency room as a physician, and I had a 48-hour shift 3 months into the pandemic when we were told there's nothing you can do. I was distraught. I was concerned about, well, Lord, what am I going to do? Praying in between patients, God, what do I do? If someone comes in here and they're dying of COVID and they say, I can't breathe, and I'm there, I'm the one standing between them and death, and they're counting on me. Well, Lord, what do I do if someone comes in here and they have COVID and they can't breathe? I'm taking care of car wrecks, heart attacks, sewing people up that have lacerations, taking care of all kinds of disasters, but I didn't have an answer for COVID. And I was able to take a break in the call room, take a cat nap in between patients, and while I was asleep, a strategy was given to me. It was an answer from prayer of God in prayer, an answer to the prayer. And and I woke up euphoric. It came to me all at once. It included budesonide, an inhaled steroid given as a nebulizer treatment, aspirin, and clarithromycin. And I was shocked how well it worked. I knew that God had answered my prayer, but I was amazed at how effective it was. This is something that's been around the world now, making a huge difference. It's now promoted in India, the second most populous country in the world, as the very first thing to do with mild disease, and by the government and healthcare system in India. But it's made a difference here, and it's been suppressed, it's been censored. After I did an interview on YouTube, 5.5 million views in 2 weeks, pulled by YouTube because it was dangerous to the virus, to an agenda,
right?
And to people's pocketbooks that were planning on cashing in on this and becoming billionaires overnight off this agenda. But the reality is it was only dangerous to the virus. Anthony Fauci, in response to that viral video telling the truth that we're not helpless or hopeless, we have inexpensive, readily available, safe treatments that are effective. His response to my video talking about budesonide was he retweeted Matthew McConaughey, an A-list actor, to do an interview. Matthew asked him on the internet interview, what about budesonide for COVID? And Anthony Fauci said, well, in reality, Matthew, it's just a placebo. It doesn't really work. Well, that's in contrast to Oxford University, the oldest university in the English-speaking world since 1096, with 72 Nobel Prize laureates, who did two studies, the Stoic trial and the Principal trial, with budesonide used early against COVID. And Oxford University, in their randomized controlled trials, concluded 90% of hospitalizations would be prevented with early treatment with one medicine, budesonide.
Now, go ahead, finish that thought, and then I want to ask Brian a question.
And then the very low bar of even urgent care visits would be prevented. 90% of urgent care visits would be prevented with that early treatment with budesonide, but it's still been censored and suppressed. But it's out there for doctors that are making a difference and providers that are making a difference, like Synergy Health and Brian, our friend Brian Weinstein today.
And hey, Brian, dear. Again, welcome to the program. You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, first of all, you know, you saw that there were answers that were out there that no one was using. And I know you and I both have had, you know, people that we care about, friends that we know that were put into the hospital, put on these respirators, and given treatments that in some instances led to their deaths. Synergy Health has been involved in helping to save lives. Talk about what you and your team have been doing and how you've been rescuing people out of hospitals.
Well, first, we want to keep treatment boring while people are at home. We want to get them access to tools that will help. But when, you know, we have helped a couple people in the hospital get out, depends on their status and how far along they are. But we helped, you know, one of the generals, right, Dr. Bartlett, helped them get out of the hospital really quickly. So it just kind of depends where they are, but we want to keep their plan of care very boring. So you got to start early. If there's a fire in your kitchen, you're not going to say, oh, I'm going to go drive to Home Depot, wait in line, get a fire extinguisher, you know, go to Burger King and get a burger and then drive home. No, you're pouring water on that fire right away. And so we always have to be have all the tools ready for that.
Yeah, so early treatment saves lives, and if you treat it early, it's boring, is Brian's point. And you don't have to have a near-death experience. If you get it treated early, it'll be boring.
And in the instance that someone, you know, didn't do that, like you were talking about our military hero that you guys rescued, either one of you go ahead and tell us a little bit. We got a couple of minutes before we go into the first break, but tell us about what happened and how you were able to rescue him.
A state senator reached out to me about a friend of his from the military. It's a two-star general that's in the Metroplex, Midland, Odessa, or Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, in the hospital on oxygen. He didn't get early treatment. He was getting worse. He was on oxygen, trapped in the hospital on oxygen, because that's why people go in the hospital with COVID. They need oxygen. And we were able to coordinate with Synergy Health DPC, get the home oxygen lined up. Synergy Health is a tremendous resource for helping treat people, and early treatment saves lives. But in this case, he missed the early treatment. We had home oxygen and the protocol lined up at home with budesonide nebulizer treatments, the right antibiotic called clarithromycin, aspirin. In 2 days, he was off of oxygen at home, back on his feet. And it was just a tremendous rescue operation using Synergy Health DPC.
Brian?
Yeah, it's amazing how we were able to help him. And the key was we got involved at the right time. If we waited 2 days longer, don't know if we would have been able to do what we did, because there's only a certain oxygen threshold where we can help people. So, it was a kind of a, thank God, it was a, we were able to intervene and get the home oxygen delivered for our connections, and now he's doing well. So don't ignore, don't be, oh, I'll deal with it later. You gotta treat early. If there's water leaking in your walls, you're not gonna just let it sit there and percolate and turn in in the mold. You gotta treat it early, and we gotta rip open those walls and let the air out, right? And before it gets worse. So it's just important to, have access to the tool.
We've had a doctor that we rescued out of the hospital in Florida that was on oxygen, going down the hill quickly on the hospital protocol, rescued out of the hospital with Synergy Health DPC, lining up home oxygen, the home protocol at home, and he landed on his feet, 100% recovery. A pastor up in New York, in the hospital, on oxygen, getting worse, going down the tubes quickly, was convinced he was going to die if he stayed in the hospital, rescued at home, off of oxygen. I got a text yesterday that he saw his doctor, 97% saturation on room air in the office. The doctor said his lungs sound perfect. And so we're hearing good report after good report. SynergyHealthDPC.com is a game changer for many people.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S. based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Just very quickly want to say, have a very blessed weekend. I know we're going to be coming to the end of our week. Very quickly, Rick Manning is with us on Monday, Americans for Limited Government. Rock Peters, who is a 9/11 Brooklyn, New York guy. He was there on 9/11. We're going to talk with Rock Peters on Monday. John Lott Jr. will be with us on Monday. And Mark Morgan former chief of Customs and Border Protections, will be with us on Monday as well. Should be a great program. Hope you will tune in for all of it. Remember, you can get everything at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. The TECNTV.com player is also up there, and they'll have some great films, some great conservative movies over the weekend you can watch for your entertainment pleasure, and you can tune in at chosengenerationradio.com. My special guests are Brian Weinstein. He is the CEO of SynergyHealthDPC.com. A little quick personal story. So my son had a infection this, I guess it was last weekend. At any rate, my son had an eye infection thing going on, got into both of his eyes. And so we were going to run down to the urgent care. And Brian called me, said, "Hey, Pastor, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, we're in the car. We're taking my son." He said, "Oh, well, it's what we do." And so he got into the system and got us all set up, took a look at my son, did a telemedicine appointment with him right there in the car, and called in the prescription. We had it in about 10 minutes, and I can tell you, my boy is doing well, and his eyes are cleared up. He's doing very well, and we thank Brian and SynergyHealthDPC.com. So there's a little personal testimony about what SynergyHealthDPC.com can do. And if you're watching us, I've got their website up there. They have a patient portal that you can sign in, register, and they will find someone to take care of you. And you just sign up at SynergyHealthDPC.com. All right, our other guest is the very famous Dr. Richard Bartlett. And Dr. Bartlett, talk to us about, share a little bit about your background, because, you know, the media really did try to do a real significant smear job. The people who see you, who know you, know better. And I think your practice probably grew because some people said, "Hey, this is the guy we want to go see." But talk to us about your background, sir.
Well, for I do emergency medicine and family practice, practiced now for 30 years in Texas. And for 7 years, I was the top medical advisor for Governor Rick Perry on the Health Disparities Task Force. After that 7 years, I received the Meritorious Service Award from the HHS Commissioner of Texas because of what we've done. I've been on the Board of Counselors for the Texas Medical Association, president of the County Medical Society for 4 terms. So I've been in leadership and as an advisor in healthcare. And when I broke the story and started sharing the news that we had a effective therapy, an effective, safe, readily available, inexpensive therapy for COVID, I was shocked at the pushback. But, you know, it fits with what happened January 6th, January 6th, 2020. Yep. We had a hearing in the Fort Worth Federal Court where the FDA was sued, a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the FDA saying, "Give us the information. How can we give informed consent to our patients about the risk and the benefits of a Pfizer shot for COVID if we don't have the information?" Pfizer turned in information to the FDA about the safety and effectiveness of the shot, and the FDA had that and looked at it and released it in short order. Well, they in short order decided, looking at the information, that we should push this out on the public. And but they were not willing to release it. And so it took a lawsuit for a federal judge to tell them, release the information. And so I was in the second hearing in that same courthouse where the FDA showed up and said, "I don't think we can do what you're asking us to do." And all he was asking was for the information to be released. Don't write a novel, just give the information. And so we finally, in that second hearing, got what we wanted started. We got 1/40th of the information. In that information that we did receive, it was a smoking gun. It had over 1,200, quote, adverse events of special interest. This is a list made by Pfizer of disasters that they anticipated with this shot, including, in the middle of it, a AIDS cancer called Kaposi sarcoma. You only get it if you have AIDS. We've never had over 1,200 adverse events of special interest, quote unquote, over 1,200 diagnoses of a medical product given to the FDA, including AIDS cancer, Kaposi sarcoma, on the list that ever got approved by the FDA. No wonder they wanted to hide the information. No wonder they didn't think they could give it for up to 50. They were asking for up to 55 to 75 years to release this information. Why would they be dragging their feet? I'm just saying, one of the things on the list was AIDS cancer, Kaposi sarcoma. Let your listeners know that that is a potential, according to Pfizer. Pfizer made this list. I'm just blown away at the list. It is over 1,200 diagnoses. And as an ER doctor, Pastor Greg, I have treated patients with strokes in the ER
right
after the shot,
sure,
with Guillain-Barré syndrome after the shot, and other disasters.
Well, when you inject animal DNA into the human bloodstream, what do you expect that's going to take place? And that's what Dr. Mikovits has been talking about. That's what her study, which actually started with her research trying to find what was the actual cause of the autoimmune deficiency, and they discovered a link between the autoimmune deficiency disease and vaccines and the way that vaccines were being incubated using animals to incubate the virus. And,
on that list, yeah, you're right. On the list is autoimmune disorders where your body's immune system is attacking your own body. And so there's a long list of autoimmune disorders where the immune system goes haywire. But what I'm pointing out is a smoking gun in the middle of that, Kaposi sarcoma,
yeah,
where your immune system is shot. It's destroyed. You have AIDS cancer on the list.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I've got up right now the open VAERS, and one of the things that comes out of this FOIA request that you were involved in, and thank you for your testimony, which was a part of getting the judgment in place to make this happen, 2.074 million reports of vaccine adverse events in VAERS currently. But the numbers in open VAERS are validated by the numbers that were discovered in this FOIA request and in the paperwork and the documents that are coming out by FDA. Brian, this is something that you're very passionate about relative to why SynergyHealthDPC.com exists, is to help people. It's been very focused on this particular issue of trying to help save lives.
Truly, we just focus on treating people with the symptoms that they present after, and trying to get them on the road to better health.
And you present, you provide programs that people can sign up for at SynergyHealthDPC.com.
Yeah, we have membership, a platform where people could become a member of our team, and they get access to our healthcare team. Everything's virtual. We write prescriptions for medications if it's needed, and lab work, x-rays, things like that. So they could do it at the comfort of their home. I had a patient who actually died. He got COVID from a doctor, and I ended up starting this because basic primary care can be done virtually. We also work with employers. So if you're a business owner and you want to have your employees have access to quick, easy care that's affordable, you can message us and we can get all of your employees covered for one low price. It's a tax write-off because it's an expense. So we have different programs which we ship out.
Synergy. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination?
Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.